Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this February the 8th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining me in the second hour. We have a lot of news to go over. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Brian Williams and the news about how he lied about his personal experiences, how he essentially made himself kind of a Anchorman superhero. But, you know, there's some real substantive things that he lied to us about. We're going to talk about that. But it's part of a much larger issue of credibility from our government, from the media. We're being told that we need to just shut up and take the vaccine. We don't need to ask questions about the kind of global regimes they want to enact in the name of climate change. We should just shut up. All those climate deniers, all those vaccine deniers, yeah, that's what they're calling people now who question the numbers that are coming out from the CDC, that are questioning the numbers that are coming out from the pharmaceutical companies. We're going to look at the history of some of these measles outbreaks. We're going to look at the swine flu epidemic from 1976. We've got some amazing clips from 60 Minutes, back when there was some real journalism, back when the pharmaceutical companies didn't own the media companies lock, stock, and barrel. You can't turn on the television set and see anything other than one pharmaceutical commercial after the other. They basically own these media companies. It doesn't matter if it's Fox News or MSNBC or CNN. They are owned by the pharmaceutical companies. And people can't get past this cognitive dissonance of seeing puppy dogs romping in the sunshine and the high grass as they go through a very rapid litany of all the serious side effects that these medicines that they're trying to sell you're going to create. And if people can't get past that cognitive dissonance, if they can't get past the understanding that these vaccines have some real safety issues, there's some real issues with what goes into the vaccines, there's some real issues with the fact that they're giving people multiple vaccines instead of spacing these things out, when they give them to people, all of those things are significant. Nevertheless, the slate is just wiped clean. And if anybody complains about this, they say, well, you just don't understand how vaccines work. I understand perfectly well the theory of vaccines, and I understand that we're not getting clean vaccines. And as we pointed out last week, it's like saying that you're getting potatoes when you buy fast food fries. There's a lot of stuff that's added to those fast food fries that makes it more than just potatoes. And that's also the case with the vaccines. We're also going to be talking about how Alan Greenspan is predicting that there's going to be an exit from the euro that's inevitable. This is all something that I think is paving the way, just as we see with all these trade agreements, is paving the way again for world government. Because what he says is this is not going to be fixed unless we go to a politically integrated eurozone. See, that's the end game. They want to go to a full political integration. If they don't do that, they're not going to get their world government. And that is what this secret trade treaties that are being negotiated and secretly by corporate lobbyists, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. We're not allowed to see what those are. Our elected representatives are not allowed to see what those are. They're going to bring in these quote-unquote free trade agreements. Ron Paul said a long time ago, you don't need thousands of pages to have free trade. It is a managed trade agreement, and it's far more than that. NAFTA was far more than that. These are all steps toward global governance, just as this myth of man-made climate change. And I say a myth. We have an article that we're going to talk about with Paul Joseph Watson that's up on the Drudge Report. It's a headline on Drudge Report, essentially. Fiddling with temperature data is the biggest science scandal ever. That's from the London Telegraph. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, that's something that goes back years as well. That goes back to, I think it was 2009 when they first did the ClimateGate dump. They got thousands of emails, and a couple of years later they did ClimateGate 2, where they got 5,000 emails. It just turned up on a Russian server after years of getting stonewalled on FOIA requests, wanting to see the data from these scientists who are trying to reorganize everything in our society and bring other things to the table. But yet, they wouldn't allow the data out, so somebody leaked it. We saw the same kind of fudging going on back then. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. You won't want to miss this report about vaccines.
When Sell Become Talks 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, February 8th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us from the UK in the second hour. Of course, there's a big story that's up on the Drudge Report right now. The fiddling with temperature data is the biggest science scandal ever. The data is there. They've been trying to cover up this data for a very long time. We've had ClimateGate 1. We had ClimateGate number 2. We had a situation where one of these, they leaked 1,000 emails, and the other one, they leaked 5,000 emails. They saw scientists who were pushing this man-made global warming agenda talking about how they can hide the decline, talking about how the data didn't match their models, even in the short term. And they're talking about models that are predicting climate change over decades, over centuries. It's very hard to verify that. And yet, we have seen already that their models are failing even in the short term. Even after a couple of decades, their models are not holding up. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that. There's also news out of Utah. There's a massive Utah cyber attack, up to 300 million cyber attacks per day. They think it may have something to do with the fact that they've got the NSA facility there. That's where they're storing all the information that the NSA is collecting on everybody worldwide, in violation of U.S. law, in violation of the Constitution. But, of course, they could care less. It's important that we talk about the Constitution, even though we understand that for the people in Washington, it is a dead piece of paper. It is not self-executing. But we have to get people to understand that they're using the Constitution to presumably give themselves authority while ignoring the very law that they swear to uphold. In this particular case in Utah, they say just 5 years ago, they had only about 25,000 to 30,000 attempted cyber attacks every day. Now it is 300 million attacks against the state government's databases every day. That's 10,000 times greater. And they say, well, you know, what could it be? Well, maybe it's hackers who think they can get to the Utah data center through the state computer system is what they said. No, I think it's really more probably a retaliation for being quislings of the NSA when they violate the law and nothing happens to them and they brag about the fact that they violate the law. You know, it could be coming from the NSA itself. You know, they're behind most of the hacks, most of the collection of data in this country, as well as the rest of the world. Maybe it's coming from the NSA, but I think it's probably a retaliation. As we look at the stories that have come out this last week, I think there's a trend in terms of credibility. Over and over again, we see the credibility of the news media, as well as the government being exposed as absolute lies. We've seen this with Brian Williams, where he embellished his own personal resume. He's talked about how he looked down the barrel of an RPG when his helicopter was shot down. Didn't happen. He talked about how he looked down the barrel of a gun as he was being robbed selling Christmas trees for a church. That's been called into question. Saving kittens from burning buildings, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, the lies that really matter are the lies that he told, the lies that he supported from the government when we went to the Iraq War. There's an excellent article up on antiwar.com where they talk about the many sins of Brian Williams. They say, although he just misremembered, he says, it sounds very much like George Bush, what happened in that helicopter incident. They say that it really, for him, it goes back to 9/11. As a citizen, he had thought on that fateful day, he said, thank God that Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Colin Powell were on this team. How together we all seemed. You know, that's the kind of mentality. And even, they point out in this, even when he had an interview in 2006 with President Bush, when he could have asked him the questions as to exactly why did we go to Iraq? You didn't even say they were the ones behind the 9/11 attack. You said they had weapons of mass destruction. Those weren't there. Instead, he said nothing. And when it was being covered on a daily basis, as they wrote back every day, some people on the inside told the author here, every day Brian Williams was asking the question, did Baghdad correspondent Richard Engel have any news other than another 20 Iraqi civilians killed when an IED detonated, leaving the same smoking carcasses and pathetic scenes of loved ones crying? In other words, he's not interested in what happens there unless it serves the military-industrial complex's agenda of going to war. That's what we should be concerned about, not just his personal credibility. He knew that he could get away with these lies to embellish his own personal reputation because he's been lying to the American people as part of the regular news on a daily basis. And we see this happening across the spectrum. We saw this happening and being used with the Sony interview hack. We see how they're trying to use that to bring forward an absolute control of the Internet, saying that this was something that came from North Korea. We've got to be protected, so everybody needs to share all their data with the NSA. We need to grant immunity to the corporations who are turning over all your information to the NSA. And we need to establish the government in firm control of the Internet, just like they are in authoritarian regimes. And when we look at the way they use this comedy, the interview, to push for the assassination of a leader that they're opposed to, and consciously doing this, coordinating with someone who was in the RAND Corporation, coordinating with the State Department, saying, we want to change the regime in North Korea, and the only way that we can do this is through assassination. So let's get that meme out there. Let's throw that into that comedy. It really kind of sheds light on what the BBC is about to do this week. They've got a three-part comedy that they're going to air, a sitcom called Asylum. And this is really about Julian Assange, of course, the idiot that they've got. And, of course, this is about character assassination because, of course, character assassination always precedes real assassination. And they've been after Julian Assange because of the lies, the government lies that he exposed. They've been after him for quite a long time. And, of course, as you probably know, he's been holed up for years in the embassy of Ecuador in London. They gave him asylum, but he's essentially been under house arrest there. The British have spent more than $10 million, maybe it's 10 million pounds, surrounding that embassy to make sure that he doesn't get out. So now they're going to come after him with a comedy. And the interesting thing about this comedy is the person who wrote it, whose name is Phipps, had tweeted before, if the Met police want to regain my trust, they should drag Julian Assange out of the embassy and shoot him in the back of the head in the middle of Trafalgar Square. There you go. That sounds just like Fox News when they said the same thing about Julian Assange. Just take him out and shoot him. Well, actually, they said the same thing about Alex Jones. You know, when Barrett Brown retweeted what Fox News had said in terms of an assassination tweet against Julian Assange, when he retweeted that, the FBI added that to the charges against Barrett Brown. They said, you're threatening an FBI agent. And he wasn't doing that at all. He was quoting the tweet, what was said on Fox News. And so now you see that Fox News doesn't get charges brought against them for saying Julian Assange ought to just be shot. And, of course, it doesn't happen with the BBC either. Instead, the guy gets the job writing this comedy. And here's the premise of the comedy here. In the comedy, which will air on February the 9th, tomorrow, Ben Miller plays an Assange-type character that's described as a serious, self-important egotist who's accused of leaking important documents. He's forced to share his quarters in the London embassy of a fictional Latin American country, El Rico, with a guy named Ludo Backslash. Oh, who is that? Well, they even point out that that's a reference to Kim.com. So they take all the government's enemies, people who would expose and have exposed the government's criminal actions. Let's just put all these people in a sitcom, and we can create these sitcom straw men, make them look ridiculous, and tell everybody, hey, this is really Julian Assange. This is really Kim.com. You know, this is the way they're using comedies now, as propaganda tools. And they're very seriously promoting assassination and doing things that are way outside of the rule of law. And another piece of news before I get to the vaccines, and I've got an amazing, going back into history, amazing look at the way 60 Minutes, when they did real journalism, the way they looked at the 1976 swine flu vaccination case. This is a very important piece to look at in terms of how they're trying to push vaccines on us. We're out of time in this segment. When we come back, we're going to start with a guy from some place called Blue Nation. And this guy sounds like the guy who called while I was doing the radio show a couple of weeks ago and started telling me that I needed to take vaccine and didn't know anything about what he was talking about. Stay with us. It's an amazing clip. That and the 1976 swine flu. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'll be joined in the next hour with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be talking about the article that's at the top of the Drudge Report right now. Fiddling with temperature data is the biggest science scandal ever. That's at the top of the Drudge Report right now, and Paul Joseph Watson and I are going to be talking about that in the next hour. And, of course, people who don't buy their interpretation of the weather data, of the climate data, are called climate deniers. We're not denying climate. We're skeptical of what they're telling us about the climate. We're skeptical of their models. We're skeptical of their conclusions. But now, of course, if you don't want to just accept because it's being told to you by the authorities, either the information about man-made global warming or vaccines, you're now a vaccine denier as well. When you're talking about science, you should immediately have flags go up when somebody who's talking about science starts using deniers as if this is some kind of a religious debate, because it is a religious debate for them. It truly is. They're accepting this on the authority of somebody that is a scientist, and you just need to shut up because you don't have anything to say about that. This is a clip from a someplace called Blue Nation, and I thought this guy's take on the whole vaccine debate was very much like some of the callers that we've gotten as well. Listen to him. He lays this out. This is not something that anybody can accuse. You know, I was accused of setting up this idiot who called in a couple of weeks ago. Some people on YouTube are saying that. This is how these people think. Here's this guy with Blue Nation. Go ahead.
You know what one of modern medicine's greatest accomplishments is? Vaccines. Now, you've probably heard about the outbreak at Disneyland. It's up to nearly 100 confirmed cases of measles, a disease which we could completely eradicate if everyone would just vaccinate their damn kids.
Yeah,
some people,
damn kids.
They still choose not to vaccinate, and their reasons are terrible. First, you don't know your child's body better than your pediatrician does. He went to, like, a special school where he studied your child's body for years. He knows all the names of all the parts, including
okay.
the parts on the
okay.
inside.
Well, including the parts on the inside. I mean, extra special. I mean, this guy went to, like, a special school for, like, years, you know, and he, like, totally knows all the parts of your kid's body by name, inside and out. I mean, you should listen to these guys. Listen, when anybody comes to you with that kind of blind, servile attitude to people in authority, you need to just reject that. If they can't give you reasons for what they believe, if they haven't investigated it themselves, they're the ones who need to shut up. And I want to talk about the hatred, the scapegoating that's being applied to people who actually have done their research. Starting with this article out of California, this is an op-ed piece from the Los Angeles Times. This guy's name is Michael Hiltzik, I think is the way you pronounce his name. He says, California moves to end personal belief exemptions for vaccinations at last. At last. Finally, we're going to get rid of this. He says, every state in the union allows exemptions from immunizations for medical reasons. All states but two, West Virginia and Mississippi, also grant exemptions for religious beliefs. But only 20 allow loose, open-ended, philosophical objections to keep children unvaccinated. And he talks about vaccine denial. Again, religious terms. Now, he's talking about ending a personal belief exemption. That is informed consent. I don't need to give them a reason for why I don't need to do something. They need to give me a reason for why I should do it and be honest about the science behind it, be honest about the statistics behind it. But they're not. And I'm not just talking about this particular incident. We've seen a pattern of lying from the CDC, from the government, from the media for decades, going back 40 years to 1976. We've got a clip right here. Let's get that clip ready from 60 Minutes. This is an investigation after the catastrophe around the swine flu vaccination. Now, at that time, about 40 years ago, 1976, the CDC came out and said, we've got this life-threatening disease. This is going to be like the influenza epidemic of 1917, 1918. We had more people die than did with World War One, with the actual hostilities. So they panicked the public. They got 46 million people to get vaccinated. Then they wound up with 4,000 people suing them because of permanent injury or death. And they wound up having to pay, or at least the lawsuits at the time that they did this report, were $3.5 billion in 1976 dollars. That would be about $15 billion today. But, of course, that was something that we shouldn't be concerned about. Listen to the way that they put this out to the people in 1976. It sounds very familiar to the way they're couching the terms today. Let's play that.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion. Because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot.
Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. Now, 2 weeks later, she said she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
On leg braces at this point.
I joked about it at that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe.
And that picture where they stop right there, they show an indentation in her neck where they basically had to do a tracheotomy. It essentially paralyzed her. She never got back full control. She would always be in braces, always be hobbled. If you look at that report, her husband is guilt-stricken because she never wanted to take vaccines. He talked her into it. And I think there's a lesson there, because when we look at this editorial from this guy in the L.A. Times, he says a change in California law that went into effect in January the 1st, 2014, may have begun to turn around the trend of people who don't want to take vaccines. What happens is, if you've got a child in school and you say, no, I don't give you my consent to do this, I'm not comfortable with what you want to do, then basically they bring you in. You have to come in and receive counseling about the benefits and the risks of childhood immunization from a medical professional. But they're not going to be telling you the real risks. Let's run the next part of this 60 Minutes report here, showing how they panicked people into doing this. Go ahead.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
Get that?
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot.
They told people they had to do this. They gave them phony consent reports. We're going to be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crisis. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, February 8th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. In the next hour, we'll be joined with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. In the last segment, we're going back and looking at the 1976 swine flu epidemic. And the epidemic was really a vaccine epidemic. It wasn't an epidemic of the flu. It was the result of the vaccines that were pushed on the American public by the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies. 46 million people got vaccinated then. 4,000 sued the government for permanent injury and death. $3.5 billion at that time, over $15 billion in today's money. Now, we ran out of time in the last segment. I want to pick that back up where Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes, was talking to who was then the head of the CDC, David Sensor. And he's asking him about what information they had that was so vital for the American public to get mass inoculated. Here's what they had to say.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. How many had been reported? Now, this guy, this is a classic 60 Minutes investigation where you've got the sweating, corrupt official behind the desk prevaricating around the... Like we've seen with James Clapper, like we've seen with Michael Hayden. Why is it these guys all look like Karl Rove? I mean, it's just amazing. But he basically said, no, there weren't any confirmed cases. He wouldn't even give a number about how many reported cases there were. Nevertheless, they start this massive PR campaign to pressure the public. And that's what we're seeing with the vaccines for the measles now. And we're going to see it with other diseases. We're going to have a medical tyranny where they no longer want your consent. But back in the day, 40 years ago, they thought they needed your consent. And so here's what they did. Let's run the rest of that clip. Guys,
flu around the world had been reported.
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form.
Oh, they
giving the
consent.
Public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot.
They don't care about getting your
this
consent anymore.
This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine. And that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot.
Okay, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that vaccine. But do you understand what they're doing? First of all, 40 years ago, they thought it was important to have your consent. Today, they don't want your consent. They're demonizing and scapegoating people who have done their research, who have questions about the content of these vaccines. But back then, they wanted your consent. What did they do? They lied to people to get their consent. When I first came here to InfoWars, there was an investigation that had just started in North Carolina about how the EPA had lied to people to get their consent to be hooked up essentially to, I mean, not essentially, but literally hooked up to a diesel exhaust fumes to test to see whether or not fine particulate matter was going to make a difference to them. They purposely screened people who had respiratory and heart issues. They lied to them about the possible effects. At the same time, or just prior to that, the EPA's director, Lisa Jackson, had gone before Congress and said, at the levels that we're talking about of fine particulate matter, we're not talking about making people sick. We're talking about killing them. And the people, the number of people who are dying from fine particulate matter is greater than the number of people who are dying from cancer. Now, that was a lie. But the EPA, in order to extend their jurisdiction, created this experiment, and they duplicated it again in California using children in that particular case, we've now found out. But they did this experiment purposely searching for people who would be adversely affected by this and expose them to levels that the EPA had already said would be fatal. They exposed them to levels that were 70 times greater than that fatal level. These are the kind of people that we're told we're supposed to just trust whatever they tell us. We're supposed to listen to them because they're the scientists. And the people who oppose this, as we see in this editorial from the LA Times saying, let's get rid of the personal belief exemptions for vaccines at last. Anybody who says otherwise, even if they're a doctor, they're not doctors who dissent from the majority opinion. According to this guy, they are medical charlatans. See, anybody that doesn't promote the conventional wisdom or the government or the pharmaceutical industry's story is a medical charlatan. No discussion of the science, just call them a medical charlatan. And what he was saying was they were surprised at how effective it was to come in and browbeat parents who had concerns about the vaccinations. They said, this suggests that for many parents, skepticism about vaccines is only lightly held. And even placing a mild obstacle in the path of waivers prompts them to get their kids immunized. And so he goes on to quote this person who has co-sponsored a bill that would repeal people's consent. They call that the personal belief repeal. No, that's repealing the fact that they have to get your consent to inject you with whatever the pharmaceutical companies want to sell the government in large volume. She says, a parent's decision to ignore science and medical facts puts other children at risk, says Assemblyman Lorena Gonzalez out of San Diego. Let's go back to the 60 Minutes episode, because this is one last clip I want to play from this, where we have a CDC whistleblower who went to 60 Minutes who told them that they knew ahead of time that not only was this not the vaccine that they had talk to people about in the consent forms, but they also knew that it had adverse effects. Here's that clip.
So you told your superiors, the men in charge of the swine flu immunization program, about the possibility of neurological disorders.
Absolutely.
What would you say if I told you that your superiors say that you never told them about the possibility of neurological complications?
That's nonsense. I can't believe that they would say that they did not know that there were neurological illnesses associated with influenza vaccination. That simply is not true. We did know that.
I've said that Dr. Hatwick had never told me of his feelings on this subject.
And he's lying.
I guess you would have to make that assumption.
Hold it right there.
And why does this report...
Hold it right there. Pause that right there. He pauses. This is a classic moment, just like James Clapper lying to Congress, lying to the American public when he was asked about Dragnet spying. He pauses. He glances around. He's sweaty. And he looks very much, all these guys look alike. And he says, well, I guess you would have to draw that conclusion. He can't bring himself to say that even when it's totally contradictory, he's totally contradicting what the CDC whistleblower is saying. He can't bring himself to call the other guy a liar because he knows he's not lying. He knows that he's lying. Continue on with that clip.
This report from your own agency dated July 1976
lists paperwork.
Neurological complications as a possibility.
I think the consensus of the scientific community was that the evidence relating neurologic disorders to influenza immunization was such that they did not feel that this association was a real one.
You didn't feel it was necessary to tell the people that information?
No.
I think that over the years we have tried to inform the American people as fully as possible.
Giving them false information about the vaccination. Now, what is the real truth? We're told today that if you get vaccinated twice, you have 99% protection against measles and all these other diseases, mumps and rubella, that are in that vaccine. That's not the truth. We're going to break that down for you when we come back. It turns out that we've had outbreaks in the past that involved nobody but vaccinated patients. Patient zero was a vaccinated patient, twice vaccinated. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
All these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines.
It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny.
I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot?
I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to voice her support for vaccinations. The science is clear. The earth is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids.
I can't swallow, and I sputter on my tongue, and I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool.
Meanwhile, the insert says it can make you get measles. Understand that?
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
But the 10% can't go to school unless they get vaccinated.
The science of vaccines, which work effectively 100% of the time, and the white race...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, you haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people it's 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people!
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's the question, you know. Sometimes you need Big Brother. Is that really what Megyn Kelly said? Of course, anybody that watches Fox News knows that Fox News calls for Big Brother on a variety of issues. They want Big Brother when it comes to the drug war. They want Big Brother when it comes to torturing people at Gitmo. Remember the Fox News commentator who just said, we're awesome. And all this complaining about torturing people at Gitmo, that's just because they're upset about how awesome we are. They also want Big Brother when it comes to protecting themselves from something like the Charlie Hebdo shooting. So you have another Fox commentator who says, we need to not worry about militarizing the police. We need to hyper-militarize, over-militarize the police. I want to see these guys on the streets with machine guns. They're pushing Big Brother everywhere. Some people may think that they're libertarians, but they're not. And if that's the difference between conservatives and libertarians, then whatever. But the bottom line is that they're always pushing for large government programs. They're pushing for what people come in and they want something as simple as an education. So what do they push on people? They push government schools that we have to pay a fortune for. They try to make them mandatory. Right now, we've got a personal exemption if you want to get out of the government schools. Of course, the government school bureaucracy is not very happy about that. They want to reestablish their dominance there, just as they don't want you to have any kind of personal belief exemptions or medical exemptions to not take a vaccine. And we were just talking about this editorial out of the LA Times. It says, finally, we're going to get rid of consent. That's what they're really talking about. We just played excerpts from 60 Minutes investigation in the 1976 swine flu epidemic. It wasn't an epidemic except for the vaccine. They vaccinated 40 some odd million people, and they had 4,000 people who were seriously injured or died from that vaccine. And as Mike Wallace talked to the head of the CDC, and of course, this guy never went to jail. He was never fined. The CDC was never penalized. The pharmaceutical companies that created this dangerous vaccine that harmed people, they didn't go to jail either. But he has the nerve to say, no, we didn't know. We'd heard that maybe there were some cases, but we hadn't really verified that. Nevertheless, they scared everybody into getting this dangerous vaccine. They put out a consent form because in those days they thought they needed people's consent, and yet on the consent form they lied. They switched the vaccine up. What they had information about on the form was not what they were giving people. But you hear these figures of 99% effectiveness all the time, or 100% effectiveness, as some of the callers have called in. That's not true. We have an article up on Infowars.com still. Flashback. Measles among vaccinated Quebec kids are questioned. 52 out of 98 teens who caught the measles were fully vaccinated, many of them vaccinated twice. This was something that was released in 2011. They talked about this. Now, of course, that's not 99% effective. That's 47% effective in that particular case. 53% of the people who got it had been vaccinated twice for measles. Nevertheless, we see people who are not vaccinated as the scapegoats. They're being demonized everywhere because they want to push this medical tyranny on us. Look at this story from The Guardian. The headline says, measles outbreak spreads in the U.S. after an unvaccinated woman visits Disneyland. But if you read the article, it says the California Department of Public Health said on January 7th that officials believe a person infected with measles was staying at the Disneyland theme park in December. That unknown patient then infected others at the park. Patient zero was not the unvaccinated woman. Many people were infected, and yet they focus on this one person who is unvaccinated. And then they go on to say that, well, you know, 90% of the people who have not been vaccinated will come down with the disease. Listen, there's another case in 2011. First, we got this case I just mentioned. 52 out of 98 teens at a school who caught measles had been vaccinated twice, most of them. We got another case out of 2011. Measles Mary, an outbreak amongst the vaccinated patients. Now, in this particular case, patient zero was a twice vaccinated 22-year-old woman. She then had contact with 88 other people. All of the people who got measles from her, the four who did, were all vaccinated individuals. Two of them had vaccination records, as patient zero did, that showed that they had been vaccinated twice. The other two people had been vaccinated, according to what they found in their blood, but they didn't have their records. So we've got five people who come down with it. The person who starts it is vaccinated. And of course, this is something that was talked about in Science Magazine and many other publications at the time. This came out last April, April 2014. They said, well, you know, you weren't supposed to be able
to transmit the disease just as a vaccinated individual is not supposed to be able to transmit the disease. They say in the insert that you can come down with measles-like symptoms because they don't want to say that you can come down with measles. You're being injected with live measles. They say it's weakened. But what if something went wrong? What if you do come down with measles? That's what happened in these particular cases. People could still come down with measles, and they showed that when this woman came down with measles, she was able to transmit that to others. In other words, she didn't have measles-like symptoms. She actually had measles. She had been vaccinated twice. Now, contrast what we're being told. Contrast the way people are being demonized who haven't been vaccinated, because quite frankly, we have concerns not only about the efficacy of the vaccine, if it's effective or not, and we see that in many of these cases, that's not the case. They're telling us that it's 99% effective, yet there was an outbreak last year in California before this Disneyland outbreak where they had 18% of the people who came down with it were vaccinated. That's not a 99% protection. In this particular case in Disneyland, 14% of the people that got it were vaccinated. That's not 99%. In the case of 2011, 100% of the people who got it were vaccinated. And if you go back and you look at that, they're telling us, again, that 90% of the people who aren't vaccinated are going to come down with it. They also tell us the CDC's numbers. These are both CDC numbers. They also tell us that in New York State, 90% of the people have been vaccinated. So that would mean if you apply those numbers that out of the 88 people that were exposed, there should have been 9 people who were exposed to this if you hold with the 90% vaccination rate. And 90% of those should have come down with it. Where are those patients? Didn't happen. Out of 231 tertiary contacts, third one level removed, nobody got it. Yet we're told that this is a life-threatening disease. We all need to be vaccinated. When I was a child, before the measles vaccine, it was not considered to be a serious disease. There were about 4 million, according to the CDC's numbers again, 4 million people a year were getting measles. There were about 400 people who died each year. And, of course, everybody likes to talk about Roald Dahl's daughter who died before the vaccine was available. Nevertheless, that is a 99.99% chance you're not going to die if you get measles. A 99.99% chance. That is not a life-threatening disease. Yet look at the way they treated Ebola when it came. We had the CDC lying to us about the precautions that they were taking, bringing in people who had the disease, transmitting that disease to nurses who took care of them because they were not following the kind of procedures that were necessary or even knew what the procedures were. That is a disease where 70 to 90% of the people die. Completely the opposite. Can you understand that there's some kind of an agenda here where they're lying to you, where they're telling you, shut up and listen to people in authority, and if you don't listen to people in authority, we're going to go ahead and stick you against your consent. 40 years ago, they lied to people on the information handouts. They're still lying to people on the information handouts, but they don't even care about your consent anymore. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK about another place where they're lying to us, another scientific study, man-made global warming. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.